Hey everybody, it is Thursday, and I just want to thank you for listening. I know there are 10 million podcasts out there, and I'm just really blessed that you actually want to take some time and just sit or listen to me. You may not be sitting. I'm just on my way, walking up the street. You can hear the sounds of life. And I hear a barking dog. And a few birds here and there. Excuse me, I just wanted to update you on a couple of things. Originally we wanted to purchase a new home. And we made a couple offers and one of them just got sold right out from under us. Which just means it wasn't meant to be. Another one, we made an offer on in a beautiful area. For those of you who are listening who are local, it was up off of East Weaver. Oh man, it was beautiful. I'd move into that house tomorrow if it was possible. But anyway, it was listed at, it was within our doable price range. We thought, yep, it's worth it. Let's do it. And then the listing agent said before they would show it, we had to prove that we qualify. And I'm not talking just about a pre-qual letter. She wanted us actually to give them copies of our bank statement to prove that we had cash in the bank as a down payment just to look at this house. And I thought, well, maybe it's a test. Sorry, there's cars going by. Maybe it's a test about how much we really want this house, how badly we really want it. So we jumped through those hoops and, you know, gave all the information to our realtor, who, by the way, if you're looking for a local realtor, the only one that we would go with, the only one that we know of 100% has integrity is Carrie Maloney. She's been with us for 10 years or more, actually. She's amazing. Amazing woman with a lot of honor and a lot of integrity. So anyway, I gave all the information to Carrie and about this house and the bank statement and all that kind of stuff. And she says, first of all, she couldn't believe that they wanted all that just for people to look at it. But she says, okay, I'm going to contact them and first thing in the morning. Well, first thing in the morning, I got online just to look at the listing again. And they'd raised the price $100,000. Sheesh. I was shocked. And I said, that's got to be a typo. And so I contacted Carrie. And she says, what? That's wrong. That can't be right. And so she contacted the listing realtor and she says, oh yeah, that was just a little administrative error. We've corrected it. So as you can imagine, I was not a happy camper. It was disappointing. And to be honest with you, it made me a little angry, but stuff happens. So